The Equestria Broadcasting Service and its affiliated stations present Silver Speech in the Equestria Theater on the air in An Equestrian Invasion by Quillstroke. We know now that in the early years of the current age, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than ponies and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as ponies busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a mare with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, ponies went to and fro throughout Equestria about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which, by chance or design, Pony has inherited out of the dark mysteries of time and space. Yet, across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that to our minds are as ours are to the Paris Brights and the Everfree, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic regarded this planet with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 12th year of the current age came the great disillusionment. It was near the end of autumn. Business was better. The Discord scare was over. More stallions were back at work. Sales were picking up, and on this particular evening, the Trottingham service estimated that 32,000 ponies were listening in on radios. For the next 24 hours, not much change in temperature. A slight atmospheric disturbance of undetermined origin is reported over Rome, causing a low-pressure area to move down rather rapidly over Canterlot, bringing a forecast of rain, accompanied by winds of light gale force which the Royal Weather Service is unable to disperse. Maximum temperature is 66, minimum 48. This weather report comes to you from the Trottingham Weather Patrol. We take you now to the Meridian Room in the Hotel Park Plaza in downtown Manhattan, where you will be entertained by the music of Roman Rama and his orchestra.
Fellas and gentle calls from the Meridian Room in the Park Plaza Hotel in Manhattan, where we bring in the music of Roman Rama and his orchestra. Where at the touch of the Zabrek, Roman Rama leads off with Tribute to the Trot.
Gillies and Gentlecolts, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Redshift of the Mount Jennings Observatory in Appaloosa reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the Moon. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be composed of hydrogen and moving towards the planet with enormous velocity. Professor Focal Lens of the Observatory at Trottingham confirms Redshift's observation, and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a dragon, unquote. We now return you to the music of Roman Rama, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown Manhattan.
And now, tune that never loses flavor, the ever-popular Stardust, Roman Rama and his orchestra.
Fillies and Gentlecolts, following on the news given in our bulletin a moment ago, the Royal Weather Service has requested the large observatories of the country to keep an astronomical watch on any further disturbances occurring on the lunar surface. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged an interview with the noted astronomer Professor Focal Lens, who will give us his views on this event. In a few moments, we will take you to the observatory at Trottingham. Until then, we return you to the music of Roman Rombe and his orchestra. We are now ready to take you to the Trotting Observatory at Trottingham, where our commentator Golden Gallops will interview Professor Focal Lens, the famous astronomer. We take you now to Trottingham.
Good evening, fillies and gentlecoats. This is Golden Gallops speaking to you from the observatory at Trottingham. I'm standing in a large semicircular room, pitch black except for an oblong split in the ceiling. Through this opening, I can see a sprinkling of stars that cast a kind of frosty glow over the intricate mechanism of the huge telescope. The ticking sound you hear is the clockwork gears moving the aperture of the machine. Professor Focal Lens stands directly above me on a small platform, peering through the giant lens. Now I ask you to be patient, fillies and gentlecolts, during any delay that may arise during our interview. Besides his ceaseless watch of the heavens, Professor Focal Lens may be interrupted by telephone or other communications. During this period, he is in constant touch with the astronomical centers of the world. Professor, may I begin our questions?
At any time, Mr. Gallops.
Professor, would you please tell our radio audience exactly what you see as you observe the moon through your telescope?
Well, nothing unusual at the moment, Mr. Gallops. A light gray swimming in a blue sea. Transverse stripes across the disk. Quite distinct now because the moon happens to be at the point nearest to Equestria, in opposition, as we call it.
In your opinion, what do these transverse stripes signify, Professor Focal Lens?
Not canals, I can assure you, Mr. Gallops. Although that's the popular conjecture of those who imagine the moon to be inhabited. From a scientific viewpoint, the stripes are merely the result of our imperfect telescopes trying to properly render the dust strata on the surface.
Then you're quite convinced as a scientist that living intelligence as we know it does not exist on the moon?
I'd say the chances against it are 1,000 to 1, if you don't count Princess Luna's visit.
And yet, how do you account for these gas eruptions occurring on the lunar surface at regular intervals?
Mr. Gallops, I cannot account for it.
By the way, Professor, for the benefit of our listeners, how far is the moon from Equestria?
Approximately 385,000 kilometers.
Well, that seems a safe enough distance.
Thank you.
Just a moment, fillies and gentlecolts. Somebody has just handed Professor Focal Lens a message. While he reads it, let me remind you that we are speaking to you from the observatory in Trottingham, where we are interviewing the world-famous astronomer Professor Focal Lens. One moment, please. Professor Focal Lens has passed me a message which he has just received. Professor, may I read the message to the listening audience?
Certainly, Mr. Gallops.
Fillies and gentlecolts, I shall read you a wire addressed to Professor Focal Lens from Dr. Gray of the National History Museum in Manhattan. Quote, 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Seismograph registered shock of almost earthquake intensity occurring within a radius of 20 kilometers of Trottingham. Please investigate. Signed, Comet Gray, Chief of Astronomical Division. Unquote. Professor Focal Lens, could this occurrence possibly have something to do with the disturbances observed on the moon?
Oh, hardly, Mr. Gallops. This is probably a meteorite of unusual size. Its arrival at this particular time is merely a coincidence. However, we shall conduct a search as soon as daylight permits.
Thank you, Professor. Fillies and gentlecolts, for the past 10 minutes we've been speaking to you from the observatory at Trottingham, bringing you a special interview with Professor Focal Lens, noted astronomer. This is Golden Gallops speaking. We are returning you now to our Manhattan studio.
Fillies and gentlecolts, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. Tretanto, Canada. Professor Morrison at Gallup University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on our moon between the hours of 4:45 p.m. and 6:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from our observatories. Now nearer home comes a special bulletin from Huffington. It is reported that at 5:50 p.m., a huge flaming object believed to be a meteorite fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grazer's Hills, 22 kilometers from Huffington. The flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred kilometers, and the noise of the impact was heard as far east as Prance. We have dispatched a special mobile unit to the scene and will have our commentator Golden Gallops give you a word picture of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Trottingham. In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet in Canterlot, where Octavia Philharmonica and her orchestra are offering a program of dance music.